Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with the astrological download for May 18th and the week ahead. Well, folks, the sun, the powerhouse of our solar system, has moved from Aries, the cardinal fire sign that brings the energy that turns winter into spring, to sidereal Taurus. Ah, the sun in Taurus. Here the sun's radiant energy settles peacefully. No ocean storms, no blizzards, no ferocious winds. Taurus energy delivers peace and stability. At least it's supposed to. Everyone has Taurus somewhere in their birth chart, and that ought to be your happy place, a place of peace, stability, and the hallmark of the Taurus energy, creativity. Yes, Taurus is a very creative sign because its ruling planet is Venus. Now, Taurus days are warmer, but not unbearably hot, and Taurus daylight shines longer, and the gardens bloom magnificently in Taurus compared to other signs. Yeah, try to get a plant a flower in February. Now, Taurus is a fixed Earth sign. It's the bull of the zodiac, but definitely not a bully. No, because it's ruled by Venus, and Venus is sweet. So sweet, in fact, that Taurus children, especially young boys, are their mother's favorite child. A Taurus son loves whatever mom cooks, listens to her, and is dutifully obedient to her wishes. And of course, they grow up. As teenagers, Taurus boys and girls fall in love easily with romantic hearts attracted to music, poetry, and song. As adults, the fixed Earth sign often brings forth creativity in many mediums, and one of Venus's often overlooked mediums is justice. That's right, Taurus, unless it's afflicted, believe in the ideal of fairness. Now, all the elements, earth, air, fire, and water, have their special shakti, or energy. For example, air signs like Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius like to think. But earth signs like Taurus like to do. They like to build, create, make something. And Taurus is practical. And what is more practical than making a warm and welcoming home, creating beauty, stability, good health, and having adequate resources? If Venus, its ruling planet, is energized by aspects with the Moon, Mercury, Mars, and Saturn, or there are planets placed in the sign of Taurus, one may create writers, photographers, architects, painters, poets, gardeners, singers, songwriters, even teachers shaping minds. In dogs, a Taurus is likely to be a golden retriever or any pup looking for a treat and a belly rub. Well, what will you do with your Taurus energy? Or will you prefer a treat and a belly rub? Well, there's nothing wrong with that. But there can be a downside, and that is that the sun in Taurus likes pleasure very much. That includes everything from good food to a good book to a good night's sleep, as well as a picnic, concert, and dancing under the moon. Now, if like turns to love and love turns to obsession, oh dear, the downside of Taurus can be too many sweets or an overindulgence in sensuality or even addictions. So beware, too much of a good thing can be bad, and the zodiac always seeks harmony. Finally, ever gentle, they are often mistaken for being easy or nice. Don't let that fool you. If angered, a Taurus can have an explosive temper, leaving people wondering, where did that come from? Now, today, the moon is transiting Virgo, another earth sign. That adds the urge to make something. Yeah, make something practical. A very good day for the carpenter that you've been waiting for to show up. Now, elsewhere in the sky, Venus and Uranus are conjunct in Aries. That can bring in unusual attractions, unusual in the sense that it is outside your norm. Maybe you'll discover beauty in something you have never seen before, like the exquisite color of tarantulas. I know, that's pretty weird, but they're beautiful. Or meet a kind of person that is not typically of your so-called type. Well, and you might find it a very exciting connection. Something different, something out of the blue can happen and can change your way that you look at things. That's what happens when Uranus conjuncts Venus, especially in Aries, which is a very passion, fiery sign. Then there is Mars. Oh, Mars is conjunct the demon shadow planet Rahu in Pisces. Together they can create a very dynamic and even explosive energy. Finally, the big news of the week is the famous Scorpio full moon on Thursday at 10 a.m. You'll definitely feel it Wednesday night. Now, mark your calendar. This is known as the thrice-blessed full moon in India because it's under this full moon that the Buddha was born, the Buddha became enlightened, and the Buddha passed away. Now, the energy of this Taurus-Scorpio axis is the most powerful psychic or spiritual energy of the year. Intuition, telepathy, meditating, connecting with the source will be at a peak. So will the tides and emotions up here in the Penobscot. Well, that's it for now. Enjoy the day and enjoy the week. After all, it is the merry month of May. That's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person there rules their stars, a fool who is ruled by them. That's it for now, but you can catch us this time next week at 89.9 FM WERU Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at weru.org. Over and out.